Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in. Welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are just so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Corey Coons. He's releasing his song, Long Hard Rain, and it gives us an impression of a tumultuous time with a sense of foreboding, sort of like a darker cloud of emotions or energy hanging over your mind and spirit of things to come. The title can represent a feeling of dismay and uneasiness of impending troubling times or a relationship. The chorus takes you down the road of the character being beaten down both spiritually or possibly even romantically, reflecting and holding on to heartbreak with a tough love discipline while holding off for love and at the same time being set free from an emotional bondage.
And now, welcome this week's special guest. Special guest.
That's a pretty cool song, man. Can't wait to hear it with the audience tonight. How you doing, Corey?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much. That was a pretty good rundown of the song there. I appreciate that. But how are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. So refresh the audience. They might not have heard our last interview, but tell us a little bit about yourself, man.
Yeah, so basically I'm a singer-songwriter, professional musician. I've been pretty much, professional most of my life, semi-professional at times when I started out, and I've been doing it for probably 30 years, so a good 3 decades of working in music, like I said, either professionally or sometimes semi-professionally, depending on the decade, of course, I guess. But it's just always been my passion to be a musician. I've always loved music and always loved recording and writing and doing, starting with my own little song ideas back in in high school days, probably around the 10th or 11th grade or something like that, when I was 15, 16 years old. Basically just played with some groups in high school, got started there, and went off on the road after I left high school in the early 90s. I took off around Northern Ontario and about 2.5 months of touring with a retro rock cover band. And so from there, just kind of catapulted into writing my own songs in the late 90s and releasing my own material ever since. And been fortunate to still be doing it all these years later. I'm half a century old now, so.
Hey, to all the youngins out there, you get better with age, right? So we're like fine wine here.
So. Yeah, we like to think so, yeah.
That's right. According to us anyway, right?
Yeah.
So tell us about what you got planning this year. Obviously, you got the new single, but anything else you got going for the fans?
Well, there's a video out there, a good lyric video. Actually, it was produced by my good friend Gary Labar, who you're probably familiar with Reality Radio. Gary produced the lyric video along with Mike Swain, and it turned out great. They did an amazing job with that. So that's been out with the single for the past couple months, and some great traction with that. And, there's always stuff on the back burner. I'm working on songs all the time. And hopefully by next year, early next year, maybe another single will be coming. No plans for a full album or anything right at the moment. Could be enough songs possibly for an EP in the new year, but we'll see. I'm just working on the singles. And maybe a Christmas song, like a cover of a Christmas song with my daughter, who actually sings with me there once in a while. She's 8, and she's been out the last couple of years for some fun little gigs.
That's awesome.
Yeah, some Christmas stuff around, like last year on Christmas time, we did a show, and we got another show booked, actually, sort of up Toronto, Peterborough way, which is about a 3-hour drive from my house. In late November, we've got a show booked at the Keene Centre for the Arts in the town of Keene, Ontario, so we might combine that into a little sort of, mini set of some Christmas stuff, and hopefully we can get her to come out too, and maybe join us with some of the guys from the band. But yeah, so maybe that's something in the studio right now, trying to maybe get that happening and get a cover version of a song that we've been working on, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's very cool, man. How does it feel to have your daughter, doing anything musical with you? That must be the coolest feeling in the world.
It's awesome. I love it. She's very creative. She's been very, very creative since probably 4 years old. She's been singing around the house and just now she's getting very creative with doing her own little videos on her tablet, editing and putting together stuff. And just like, you know, Beanie Boo videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Creating stories and all that stuff. So, but yeah, it's really cool. We bought her some drums like 4 years ago for Santa Claus got her some drums for Christmas. And and then we got her a guitar this past year. So, but she dabbles at that still a little bit. But yeah, she's just always into lots of different stuff. So, but it's a great feeling. I love seeing her being creative, no matter what it is, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. So tell us a little bit about any new musical memories you've made since the last time we talked to you that you want to share with us.
Let me see. When we talked last, it was like, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if we had talked about the Josie Music Awards in 2019 when I went to Tennessee and was nominated for my album for The Long Road Home. Got a nomination that year. I didn't take home the trophy or anything for that category, but it was amazing to be nominated and get to go down there with my family at the time too, with my daughter Charlie and my wife Leanne, and we got to take a trip down there to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. That year was where the JMAs were being held, and it was amazing to experience that at the Dollywood Theater at Dollywood too, and just a great round trip. So I'm excited to go back this year, actually coming up in October. I'm nominated twice this year, and we're looking forward to getting down there. And this year it's right in Nashville, so it's going to be at the Grand Ole Opry House. So I'm pretty excited for the EP that I did in 2020, which was called 33 and a Third. That was actually recorded. A couple songs were recorded in Nashville too. And nominated for that EP. Plus my single prior to Long Hard Rain was called Freedom Road. So I'm nominated for that in the Americana category too. So as single.
That's great. Tell us about your gigging. You back out gigging after COVID? Things picking up in that regard for you?
This summer's been pretty good, actually. We had a good probably handful of shows since June, I think it was. So we've been doing all right. A couple band shows, like full-on four guys, you know, with a band. And kind of rebranded myself with the band. We're out, it's Corey M. Coons and the Dirt Road Gypsies. That's the full package with the band. And of course, there's still acoustic shows. Some of them are just like, you know, duo stuff with myself and my drummer on a cajon drum, where me and Mark, my guitar player, Mark Muir, and Kevin, my drummer, sometimes just do a little trio sort of thing, and sort of CMC and the Dirt Road Gypsies light, if you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah, so, that's cool. That's a cool name, too.
Thank you very much. Yeah, no, it's just kind of, it's been good. It's been building a little bit, so I'm happy with it. So.
Yeah. So for the audience that might not have heard your previous thing, tell us how you write a song. How do you get started? How do you decide which direction to go?
That's a great question. Songwriting for me, there's no real formula. It's not like cookie cutter. It's just I've had so many ideas over the years. Sometimes a song will come really quick. If it's something that I start writing like a guitar riff for, I might get a verse and a chorus happening sometimes really quickly. Other times it might just be that initial riff idea, get something started, and then I'll have to take my time sort of building a good melody for it. Like, you know, if it's, I like to get it so it's something memorable and it hits home, you know, it resonates with somebody. So it's got to be a memorable chorus usually I try to think of. Or, but you know, it's hard to say. I mean, everything comes from different sort of inspirations. There's no one real thing. It could be stuff going on in the world or in the country, or it could be like family stuff, you know, personal song. So yeah, I think it's just kind of whatever drops from the universe, I kind of like to say, and then I marinate the ideas.
Yeah, that's cool. That sounds like a song, whatever drops from the universe.
There you go.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your professional status as a musician. How hard was it to make the transition to that?
Well, I mean, I think going from like, you know, playing music in high school, like I said earlier, and then taking off on the road in the early 90s, that was a pretty big jump in a way, you know. I got to know the guys in the band at that point. That was a cover band I was in, so, excuse me. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't really hard for me in that regard, but I think it's just it's sort of an atmosphere change. You know, you go from being around your family and working with a family business or something like I did for many years growing up. And then kind of hitting the road with some guys like a long-haired rock and roll band, it's a little bit of a change, you know?
Yeah.
But it's something I've always been passionate about and just always kind of loved doing and always dreamed of doing it. So I think it's been, I wouldn't say it's been easy, but it hasn't been like, you know, something really difficult for me to adjust to either. It's just something I kind of always felt like I wanted to pursue that path, you know?
Sure. What's the worst career advice you ever got, Corey?
Worst career advice, geez. It's hard to think of the bad stuff. I try to think of the positives. I try to surround myself with the right team of players, which I've been lucky with to do the last 4 or 5 years, especially getting hooked up with, you know, Michael Stover from MTS management there. So my advice would be more on the positive side, would be like surround yourself with the right team of players. I mean, not sure if it's advice that I got bad, but maybe just getting with people that, you know, really weren't out for anything other than themselves, and they're really not out for you or the team package, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think, you know, that would be, if you get advice from somebody, it's like try to make sure they're honest and they're telling you the truth and they're not just giving you a line of, you know, smoke up your ear end sort of thing.
Sure, absolutely. Tell us about this song that we're going to hear in about 2 minutes here. What you want us to take from it?
From Long Hard Rain?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that song was recorded earlier this year with my friend Mark Muir from Cornwall, and he's my lead guitar player, like I mentioned earlier. And he has his own studio called Muir's Music Manor in Cornwall. So we actually tracked the drums first with my buddy Kevin Amon, who's my drummer, and we tracked it at his rehearsal studio slash like lesson place where I used to teach guitar as well. So we tracked the drums and then we took those files and we gave them to Mark and we, you know, lined everything up and did some editing and then we built the track off of those drums at his studio. And so Mark did a lot of stuff on it as far as, you know, really, really great work in the studio. I had my friend and label mate Ed Roman provide some Hammond B3 keyboards and stuff for it too, which turned out really well. Ed's a great guy and I'm really happy he got to take part in it, and it was awesome to have him send me stuff. So that's basically it. I played, like, you know, a lot of the guitars, acoustics, and I did the guitar solo and all the vocals, obviously, and sometimes I mix in my own harmonies. Mark does some harmonies, and we built it all up, and it is what it is.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's take a listen to this, and then we'll come back and talk a little more, Corey, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, everybody, check this out. Here we go.
Feel it on my skin, running down my face. Here we are again, just a beggar and a thief. Pour another glass of red wine, smoke another cigarette. Like the bitter sting of moonshine in the long, hard rain. You can take it on the run, throwing caution to the wind, like a bullet from a six gun, a silver dagger on your hip. Got me turning on the street line in this one story town, with your finger on the trigger. Still running down my face. Here we are again,
Well, that's a cool song, Corey. Thank you for sharing it with us. I think you're going to do really well with that.
Well, thanks very much, Sam. I appreciate it, and I hope everybody enjoys it. I mean, it's been, like I said, it's been having some really good traction. And a couple, fortunate enough to have a couple number ones on some radio through MTS and stuff there, some charts that have, you know, been pretty cool to reach number one with it. So I'm pretty excited and happy about that. So,
awesome. Do you recall any really cool road trips that you took that you want to share with us?
Well, I think in 2014, when I got to Los Angeles, that was a pretty cool, actually the whole year was really cool, to get to work with Ron Nevison originally on the EP, Share a Little Time, that I got to do that year. It was the first really cool thing to get to Hollywood and then San Francisco, bouncing between those two places and recording music. I mean, that's just a dream come true. To work with Ron, you know, obviously an amazing, amazing producer with a million-dollar track record. I got a frog in my throat here, but yeah, that's a great road trip. But like three times that year, I got to go to Los Angeles and then experience the LA Music Awards later on that year, and the voting ceremony sort of thing in September of 2014, and then the actual event, the LA Music Awards in 2014 in November. So just being on the Sunset Strip and all that stuff, you know, remembering the days of the 80s bands that I grew up with was a pretty surreal experience. So I think that stands out as a big sort of a big memory for me.
Yeah. No, definitely, man. You said 80s and I like perked up right away. I'm like an 80s child, man. Anything 80s, yeah. It's like, I think you can see a little reflection of that in both our stuff, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Tell us a little bit about what are you most satisfied in your life with? And it can't be music. It's got to be something outside of music.
Well, I would say family. I mean, family is the number one thing for me. It's, you got to have that balance for sure, you know. It's got to be number one priority. You got to have a very solid foundation. And I've been very fortunate with my wife. We've been married for 19 years. And, of course, our daughter came along 8 years ago, 8.5 years ago, I guess, now. And so, yeah, just having that foundation and still being basically at my homestead here, too, in Eastern Ontario in Canada. Basically my grandparents on my mother's side, it's their original farm property that we still have here with about 52 acres of property still. And just, you know, I grew up just down the road from there in a small little house that my mom and dad and myself and my sister lived in for many years. And of course my mom and dad are passed on now as well, so like the farm had been handed down sort of after my grandparents passed on to them. And then after my mom and dad passed, then my wife and I kind of took over here and moved in from next door sort of thing too. So, but that balance and, you know, having family is the most important thing. It's very supportive and great foundation.
Yeah, I agree with you. I wholeheartedly agree with you, man. I think it's wonderful that you have someone to share this journey with. I think there's so many people out there that wish they had someone that could join them on this, and it's great that you do.
Yeah, because it's a tough, you know, it's a tough road for people that if you're just getting started into music. I mean, you know, it's not always what you think it's going to be, and you got to be prepared for being away. And there's going to be times when there's lonely times, and of course there's a lot of really great times too. But like you said, having people to share it with is important, you know, and just being able to get away with the family too and experience things, like I said, like with the award shows and things, that makes a big difference too. So,
yeah, for sure. Tell us about your website, Corey. Where can people buy your stuff, stream it, follow you on social media? What do you want to share with them?
Yeah, for sure. You can follow me at my official website at www.coreymcoons.com. Corey M as in Mervin. And everything's there. All the links are for Spotify, Apple iTunes, YouTube. If you want physical copies of the CDs, you can go to the audio section of the website. You can order something there. And yeah, so everything's there, and I'm generally on Facebook. I mean, there's my official artist page on Facebook is /cmc.music, so you can check me out there too. And I'm also on Instagram, so, but all those links are available there, like I said, at the top of the website, coreymcoons.com. So thanks so much, everybody, for the support so far, and hopefully upcoming soon.
Yeah, awesome, Corey. Do you have a favorite podcast that you would recommend to someone who has a long commute?
Has a long commute?
Yeah. You know, stuck in the car for a while. Any podcast you'd recommend they check out?
This one's pretty cool. I think maybe my buddy Jimmy from the Record Machine Show. That's a really cool podcast too.
Okay. Awesome, man. Thanks for the plug, by the way. I love it when people lie about our show.
No, I think it's great. And the fact that you're on reality radio, that's pretty cool too, you know?
Yeah. Do you have a hidden superpower that your wife doesn't know about that you're going to confess on our show now?
That's a good one. Superpowers. She would laugh if I said something, probably. I don't know. Maybe I'm a semi-good housekeeper when she's not around.
When she's not around. All right. Now that she knows that, she's going to, like, you know, make you do more stuff around the house. Yeah. If you could be any animal in the world, Corey, what animal would you be and why?
There's a lot of cool animals. I don't know. Maybe, you know, wolves are pretty cool, and foxes. I mean, I don't know. Something like that, maybe. We have a lot of wildlife around here, so I wouldn't want to be a deer because that's not cool.
Yeah, that's right.
I love deer. I love them a lot, but, you know, but I don't know. I think something that's kind of, yeah, something that's kind of slick and stealth, maybe like a wolf or something. That'd be pretty cool.
Okay. Awesome, man. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, Corey. It was a blast as usual.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'm really glad that we got the time to chat again. It's been too long, actually, so.
Yeah, we'd be happy to have you on again anytime, man.
Oh, that'd be great.
So to all the fans out there, thank you for spending a little bit of your precious time with Corey and I. We thank you for listening, and we hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sarantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys.
I never saw.
Life's a circus of extremes. When you're young, every night is meant for loving. When you're young, when you're young.
Love is forever. The young can ride the wave. Only love is forever. Comets fade away.
When you're young, sometimes you're trapped in sadness till friends get you laughing, but waves can help crash it. When you're young, when you're young, when you're young, your heart is open. You think you're in fashion, you're not. You can't hold in your passion, too much enthusiasm. When you're young, when you're young, every night is meant for loving. When you're young.
Forever, 'cause comets fade away.
listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.